Okay, we're back. We have Joe Yarborough with us this morning. Joe's the president of the Carpet and Rug Institute, the CRI. And Joe, it's always great to talk with you.
Same here, Dave. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, it's especially good now with some good news. Now, I understand that the National Institute of Health's National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute has released its focused update on asthma management and, I guess, launched some new guidelines. And according to these guidelines, they no longer recommend removing carpet as a way to treat asthma and allergy. That's good news, but it seems to me as an outside observer that it's a long time in coming.
Yes, sir, it is certainly a long time in coming. Their earlier guidelines that are superseded by this new release encouraged asthma and allergy sufferers to remove carpet from their, you know, their environment, be it their home or their office or what have you. And we have been engaged with the National Institute of Health and the folks that you mentioned there for a little over 8 years at this point, trying to work through getting those recommendations altered and follow the science that we know that carpet can, in fact, enhance the environment for an asthma and allergy sufferer.
So they were just, now, I can remember conversations years, you know, over years about this particular issue. And
yes,
I mean, it seems like the science has been there in a strong way for decades.
It has been. And unfortunately, the these sorts of recommendations, it takes very long periods of time to have them analyzed and studied by various committees of subject matter experts and ultimately review the science and the real data that is not based upon emotion or somebody's grandmother told them so kind of thing, but actually have scientific evidence that that in fact, with proper maintenance, the carpet actually acts somewhat as a sink or a filter to actually trap those allergens that otherwise would be up in the breathing zone, and with proper vacuuming and periodic cleaning and maintenance, can actually provide a better environment in the case of an asthma allergy sufferer.
Yeah. I can remember several years ago, I can't remember how long ago, there was a graphic that, you know, based on research that had been done, showing how that exactly happened. I'm sure maybe that's on your website to this day.
I believe that it is. So, you know, you can access our website, but some videos have been prepared in scientific studies, and other data that shows how that that allergen material, whatever it may be, is not activated and lifted into the atmosphere and ultimately get up into the breathing zone where the asthma allergy sufferer would be impacted by it.
Now, I can recall news stories over the years where they must have gone back and researched information from 20 or 30 years ago talking about the downside of carpet, and I guess that probably happens up until this point in time, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and to that point, now that we have these recommendations altered appropriately, we're going to be, through CRI and our membership's efforts, we're going to be reaching out through all kinds of media and both print and electronic media to be able to share this new information. And we'll be focusing to general public and general healthcare professionals, but also focus on those specialists who are in the asthma and allergy field so that they will be clearly aware of these modified recommendations, which no longer include removing carpet as one of the solutions. So
I bet there was a big party at the CRI when this finally happened after all these years.
Well, there were a lot of hoorays because, you know, when you're dealing with issues that are headwinds against the sale of a product category, as has occurred here, yes, we're quite happy that one of those headwinds, after so many decades and concentrated effort over an 8+ year period here, have finally come to fruition, and we can have this kind of exposure about the value.
Yeah. I suspect this misinformation has taken a toll over the years on the carpet industry. Would you agree?
I certainly would agree. And, you know, there's there's no way to really measure the deselection that has occurred for this reason, but we know that it, you know, is an issue sometimes in selection of materials for flooring in school environments and even doctor's offices and, you know, other things of that sort, not to mention the home in which an asthma allergy sufferer may reside. So yes, it's an important change for us to market the attributes of carpet.
Is there any way to know, I'm sure there isn't, but I'm going to ask you anyway, the toll this has taken on the industry? I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have torn out carpet and have not purchased carpet because they think that it's a detriment.
Well, we do not have that data, obviously, specifically, but I will tell you this, that, you know, many times sufferers of asthma and allergy come from families or homes where their economic status may also be depressed or on the lower end of the spectrum. And the expense of removing carpet and replacing it with an alternative flooring can be a very expensive proposition that someone in that that economic situation cannot afford. So this is a good thing to see us improve this.
Now, another thing, I guess, is it's getting this information to not only consumers, but to professional cleaners. I have a fellow on here that talks about maintenance, and he tells me that many of the professional carpet cleaners do not even vacuum before they clean carpet, which is would seem like, you know, a basic to me.
Well, it certainly is. And, you know, at this point, I think it's important that we understand that we have cleaning and maintenance specifications within the CRI's website that are free to download and distribute, and the instructions about proper cleaning and maintenance of our product category are very explicitly defined, and those can be downloaded onto a mobile phone or, you know, other devices to make that very easy to reference. And so we certainly continue to encourage to look at our website for proper installation standards as well as cleaning and maintenance. Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about the tools you'll be using to make this word known to not only professionals, but to consumers.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we will have print media that will be focused on, you know, general publications. We'll use social media and electronic means to from bloggers and those sorts of things to instruct the consumer about this advantage. And of course, we'll be putting journals that are in the health field that will have information regarding this so that the health professionals will have that access, and other ways that we will use to communicate with that that category of health professionals.
You know, I get the idea. I can't tell you how many interviews I've done on this subject over the years. I mean, it's been hundreds, I suspect, where this was at least a topic discussed. It surprises me that nothing has happened earlier than this, realizing, again, this is science. It's not just a belief, like you said, somebody's grandmother told them. Has there been resistance to this, or is this just a commentary on how slow the process is?
Well, unfortunately, so many things that are deemed to be scientific basis turn out to be nothing more than really just a matter of opinion. And so getting those types of adjustments made to people's opinions versus scientific fact sometimes take a great deal of time. Not to touch on the current subject with COVID-19, but as we've seen, there have been very different opinions about how this should be dealt with. And so it's just been a long process, and dealing with these government agencies many times can be a very long slog, as my daddy used to call a trip.
Well, I guess Dr. Fauci wasn't involved in it. Sounds like he may have been. Just kidding. Let me just change the subject here for a second. The carpet industry was affected by COVID on the front end. Those days are past, and I guess reports I'm hearing from the field, a lot of retailers are doing extremely well. Talk about the carpet industry and COVID at this juncture.
Well, it's sort of a two-pronged response, I think, Dave. First of all, in the beginning of the COVID pandemic, there were many stay-at-home orders and shelter-in-place sorts of advice and just a lot of unknowns. And it became apparent that, the economy was going to suffer severely with some of that sort of activity. And early on, through CRI communication with the governor's office and his healthcare organization and with other states, we did our best to help them understand the work environment that our workforce is involved in. And just by the nature of the large machinery and the equipment that is utilized today in our modern factories, the workforce is literally separated by physical distance of just the natural course of the way the operations work. So the good news is we have seen essentially zero spread of this virus within the workplace in our industry here since we've been back working, pretty much full tilt since late April, early May in almost every factory. The factories themselves, the manufacturers, the members of the CRI that we represent here, they took every precaution to not only provide a safe working environment for their workforce, but, began immediately doing things like providing temperature checks when the employee would come into the workplace and so forth, provide sanitizing solutions for them to keep their hands clean and washed, and took extra steps and care in restrooms and break room areas and that sort of thing. So it just underscores that all those efforts in our workplace afforded the workers to remain safe and not transmit this this disease between each other. The spread has clearly occurred through what we call community spread, either in their own home and residence or neighborhoods and other things over these several past months. The other thing that has happened is the vaccinations are beginning to increase across the state and others. And we're seeing, I serve, by the way, on a task force for the community called the COVID-19 Community Task Group. And it's about 35 people from healthcare and other, business and elected officials across our North Georgia area here. And we track and look at the numbers of cases and so forth. And while we've seen a spike, back in the summertime after July 4th, and again, we saw one back in the early fall after Labor Day, what we are seeing over the past many weeks is a decline in infection rates and hospitalizations and so forth. So, and we just had a conference call yesterday, and it appears that, that we have once again turned that curve as the healthcare professionals on the TV and so forth would like to espouse. And so we're very excited that these things are improving, Dave.
Very good. Just in closing, what's ahead? What are we going to be talking about in the months ahead as it relates to the carpet industry?
Well, Dave, I think I'm very encouraged to something you alluded to earlier, that we're seeing after that valley of sales reports in the late first and second quarter of 2020, the second half of the year, we did see a dramatic improvement in year-over-year sales in our industry, particularly in the residential sector. That carried, through 2020, and the momentum is continuing to be observed here in the first quarter of this year. So good news is all these people staying home and so forth have recognized that they needed to refresh their home. And a lot of the choice they're making with the kids running around with the dog and what have you, with the noise on the, the other types of flooring, that they recognize the aesthetic and the other acoustic benefits and so forth that you find with soft floor covering. So I think we're going to see this trend continue for a while. And I know our sales forces and our customers of the carpet industry are excited to see this change.
Very good. Joe, I appreciate very much you joining us this morning. Good information and good work on this National Institute of Health, National Heart and Lung and Blood Institute's news. That is big news. I'm glad it finally happened.
Yes, sir, we are too. Thanks very much for helping us get the word out.
Anytime. Thanks again, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
We've been talking with Joe Yarborough. He is the president of the CRI, the Carpet and Rug Institute, and this is Talk Floor TV.